So we started yesterday that you're not supposed to lean on the tree with your koyach. Now, included in not using a tree is also not putting your belongings on the tree. The second paragraph over there. Nichla be'isa shimush be'ilon sha'asa la'niya chafetzav alili. Now to put your hat, your jacket, you're safer on the tree. Now take something off the tree. Now goes a bomb chiddush. Vafilu ahinicha isham mikodem Shabbos. Zasa. Vafilu laniach mikodem Shabbos. Asa dvarmam turn betilto. Shem and Novoi. Lekachtem b'Shabbos. The Gemara says that on Erev Shabbos, before Shabbos, you're allowed to put a ner on the tree. But on Yontiv, Erev Yontiv, you're not allowed to put a ner on the tree. Why? Because since a ner on Shabbos is muksa, so we're not worried they're going to come to take it off on Shabbos. But Erev Yontiv, a ner is not muksa on Yontiv, so you're not allowed to put it on. Which means that the Gzeira of Chazal extended so far that even Erev Shabbos, there's an issue to put something on the tree, which is mutter to be moved, if you're going to leave it there for Shabbos. In other words, it's also to put something which is mutter to move on Shabbos. If it's something which is muk, so you can't move anyways, you can put it on. Oh, so that's what's not so clear. But l'chay, what he means is Erev Shabbos, we're leaving it there to be there for Shabbos. That's what they said not to do. Okay, so that's the answer of using a tree. Next din. Right, unless you know differently. Meaning, from Lisha Ve'eloch, from Melechus Lisha, kneading and baking, cooking, that's Mutta on Yontif. Right, you're allowed to. So they have all those gezeres chazara tmana muta. Okay, the next paragraph. Nichla bechlal b'iser shima shefilim eim shtam shemilim mamish. If you're not using the actual tree, alagamim shtam shebedavat kua be'ilon. I'm using something which is attached to the tree. Kigoin. Let's say there's a hook. There's a hook, someone screwed a hook into the tree. Now I want to hang my hat on the hook. I want to hang my hat on a hook that's attached to the tree. However, let's say there's a basket hanging on the hook, and I want to use the basket. I want to put something in the basket or take out of the basket. So this is what's called Sidei ha'ilon is asa, and Sidei tzedadav is mutter. Sidei ilon means something which is attached to the tree is asa to use, but something which is attached to something which is attached to the tree is mutter. V'chein adin, shemutter likach ezedav ha'monach v'stoich ha'isisal. So if I have a jacket hanging on a hook, which is attached to the tree, I can take something out of the pocket, or put into the pocket, but I can't take the jacket. But Avshal Tliyas Asal Yishis. Even though to put the basket there, there's an Issa, Kan Shirak Mishtamishim Asal. But since I'll be only using the Sal, the next of Kishima Shema Ilon. However, you have to be careful from shaking the tree. Now, this comes up with a hammock. So if I take the strings of the hammock and I tie it around the tree, then that's a problem. Because then it's something which is attached to the tree I can use. But if I do a hook in the tree and then I tie it to the hook, that I'll be able to use. So what's the din with a swing? A tree swing. What? It's on a hook. What's the hook?
Depends how the swing is tied onto the tree.
If it's tied to the branch, it's awesome. But how about a regular swing set? A regular swing set. It's mechubet to the karka. Also, anything is mechubet to the karka. What? Let's say I'm doing it to the tree. I'm buying a swing set to the tree. The question is, how do you look at the different pieces over here? There's the chain, there's the
rope,
the thing. Do we look at it as one because it comes in one package? But the chain is attached to a hook. So do we view it as two or one? Well, many Paiskim will view it as one because it's one cheftza. It's one thing. It's not like the hook in the tree and then there's a hat on the hook or there's a basket on the hook. Go back and forth on this. Yeah, maybe then it's better. Maybe then it's better. The Maisa, if it's nicker, if it looks separate, that there's a hook and then the chain's hooked onto that, okay. And that's a fair pashara.
My swings have the seat, and then a rope, and then a chain. And then
So if you see it as different parts,
right.
So I was saying over here that when you have a tree, now I'll use a tree and now I'll use something that's attached to the tree. So if I have a hook in the tree, I can't hang my hat on the hook. But if I have a hook in the tree and a basket hanging on the hook, I want to take something out of the basket or put it in the basket. Or I have a jacket hanging on the hook, I want to take something out of the pocket or put it in the pocket, then I'm allowed to do it. Because that's two steps removed. So we said if you have a hammock, the hammock is tied to the tree itself, I can't use it. If there's a hook in the tree and the hammock is tied to the hook, then I can use the hammock.
So,
what? Oh, so that was step number one, which was that Chazal Geis not to take anything off the tree or put on the tree, because then you might come to, I might have to reach high and there'll be a branch in the way, I'll break the branch. So now we're clearing by a swing set where there's different pieces to it. Do we view it as one piece or two pieces? So we said if it looks like two pieces, then we can view it as two. Especially in your case, where you put on different pieces. Okay.
Can I ask a question right now?
Yeah, yeah.
What if you want to lean against the tree, like sit on the ground and lean against the tree, even though you're only using your body for your partner, but it's a big tree?
Sure, okay. I understood the question a little different. Meaning, inside that which you're within the three tefach, that's not going to be answered because this is a tree above three tefach. But I understood the question to be, is that called them leaning with my kayak? Right, when I'm standing up and I lean against the tree and you pull the tree away, I'll fall down. That means I'm putting my kayak on the tree. Being I'm sitting, I'm just leaning back. And I go from the urn. Is that cool leaning with your kayak?
Nope.
Yeah, she says about the not. I don't know why I never thought of this. What? Right, but is this cool using the tree, leaning against the tree?
Now
that water is now in the Lishani. Lishani,
put the water there instead of a tree to that water.
No, but that's not
going to
help.
Because
it's a tall tree on this tree. That's
tired of it. You know this person
should get
a
chair? What? It's important. It's important. It's not the normal way to drive. Okay, let me think about it.
You should get a chair, not
me. Yeah, she listened to this chiddush. The Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan says a chiddush. He says, you know, sometimes you go to a park and there's like a stump with a tree that was cut down. And there's a stump there and you want, and it's made for sitting on.
It's made for sitting, you cut it for sitting.
Yeah, they cut it a lot of times.
It makes a difference if you cut it for sitting or they just cut it.
Oh, no, I'm just giving an example. So he says a chiddush. He says, the is over here is mishtamish bi'ilah, a tree. The definition of a tree is something which is growing. It's a tree. But if they cut it down to stunt its growth, to stop its growth, they should just sit as a stump, even though it's above three tefachim, does not have a shem ilan.
Doesn't keep growing?
No. sometimes, I mean, you see in the parks these things, I don't know what they do. That was the question. I'm pretty sure you can't use the whole tree, but I'll even double check. Right, right. No, no, no. I think not, but I'm going to double check. No, a bush. Or roots. The Gemara is talking about shrushim. Roots that come up above the grain. You have roots which are 3 tefachim high, roots which are lower.
Can't we try to use that
support? To touch, to sit on.
So that's considered a separate entity than the tree itself? It's
somewhat.
Even though it's part of the tree.
Right. Okay, here we go. Move on. Top line off page Chav. So we have a few questions you have to think about. Okay, move on. Mizesha Asalesha Vishavas Amoshav Aimita Taliban Ilanis. That's the hammock case that we spoke about. Shashimash Vimita Zoo. Using this hammock which is tied to the tree is like using the hook that's tied to the tree. Consider like using the tree itself. But if the hammock is tied to a hook that's attached to the tree, we said it would be mutter. We play about the swing, which could be that's what he's thinking about. Okay, v'chein yesh t'chalik v'chevel kosher l'ilan sh'tein l'av begadim, right? Someone has their laundry line tied to trees. In kosher, what? Chevel is a rope. A chevel is rope. Rope kosher means tied. Chevel, a rope tied l'ilan to the tree. Sh'toilim olav begadim. They hang on it begadim. In kosher l'ilan atzmi, if it's tied to the tree itself, and the masmet go by or to a nail that's stuck into it. Shirak mechevel akoshel the masmet ko beilam mutalayir begadim and nitzlim alav can leisa b'shabbos. Okay, fine. That's the same idea. Kedalit be'ezim mechubach geisrim. We've been talking about mechubah. What are we referring to? Legazu shimush mechubah rak beilan a tree avabasavim legazu but not on grass. So if I'm sitting on the grass, I'm allowed to sit on the grass, and I'm allowed to move the grass around my finger as long as I'm very careful not to pull grass out. That's called using the tree. That same thing as a nail, right? Oh, I was wrong. I'm happy we found the answer right here. So you can lean on your tree. Beautiful. Baruch Hashem, we found the answer. Even the tree itself, you're right, it's very small. Yeah, he's right. Doesn't help us too much for your case, but at least we got the answer. Because you're taller than 3 tefachim. Each tefach is 4 inches. So let's say 12 inches. Your foot. Let's see what he says.
So you'll have to sit and rest your back and sit your whole body. When you're standing, you're fully
that was Sam's question. So I think now we're beginning to answer that if you're leaning within 3 tefachim, okay. But
I know that the
news is wrong. I know it's not so much. Let's see what he says. Mutal leishav asavim, you can sit on grass. V'chosh ken lelechaleim, to walk on them. Kamagim asavim shem gevayim. Oh, we once spoke about this. Tall grass. Yesh lizarim and loritz aleim. Be careful running on a shibikal yachalavi v'zeh lidei talishas v'chuba, which we argued with. V'chein afilim holchim. Aleim emiris ketzas v'chim zihiros. You have to be careful. We said we're not so worried about this. And also he brings out about wheeling a carriage, you have to be careful not to rip out grass. Okay. So we're left with a question. Sitting on the ground, leaning on the tree. So within 3 tefachim will be mutter, but I'm leaning on the tree above the 3 tefachim. What's the din? That's the question. If I remember correctly, it's actually 3 tefachim, but I want to double check it. I want to double check this question. Okay. 9 o'clock. Okay, Mr. Chairman, we will continue.